Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishneh Dalet. Hamaskaven lohoitzi lefonov, uboloi la'achru. A person is carrying out something in a bag that's attached over his shoulder in the front of him. Uboloi la'achru, the bag swung around and he carried it behind him. Potter. Why is he potter? The Rav explains that he's maskaven l'shmira mu'ulo. And a ma'isa, he only made a shmir b'chusa. It means like this. A person wants to do a ma'isa, which is maximal way of carrying out a chefetz. Since the ma'isa that he did was not niskayim, the ma'isa that he wanted to carry out something in a way which is maximum protection, and he did a lesser ma'isa of transportation of a chefetz. There's a chiddush over here that wanting to do ma'isa A and doing a lesser ma'isa is called... You weren't mechab to do that ma'isa. Now, what about the faket? La'achrov u'boloi l'fonov chayiv. If you want to carry it behind him, which is a lesser shmira, and he did more of a ma'isa, you're not going to say he didn't do the ma'isa. Adrav. Now he has more of a ma'isa, even without being mechavin. That avad is chayiv. It's called he did it. Be'emez amru. Be'emez amru is always an expression in the Mishnah when there's a line that's a kabbalah. Like it was niskabel that this is the way the halacha was said. Ho'isha shehachoygeres b'sinor, a woman that's wearing like an apron, not exactly like an apron, but it's, the Rav says like michnasayim ketanim, it's not pants either. Some type of thing around the body which holds on to chafetzim. So she's wearing this sinor, bein milfonel, bein melachere, and she has something in it, and she carries out chayevis. Why? She can royally as chayzim. The sinor is put on loosely, and by nature it swings around, so that's called you had in mind, she had in mind, both ways, if she carried out lefonel achrem, because that's the nature of wearing this type of baggage. Reb Yehuda Omer, af mekabli piskin. Mekabli piskin is what we would call like a mailman, so he has this pouch over his shoulder on a strap, and again, it could swing both ways, so that's why he's considered to have in mind his miskavin to do the ma'isa either way. Clearly, the Tanakhama argues, Yehuda Omer means the Tanakhama argues, vices there's different degrees of how poshut it is that it's going to swing around between the sinor and mekabel piskin. Mekabel piskin is less, so the Tanakhama holds over these not mechavin that should be behind. It's not enough to be considered that he's mechavin for even a ma'isa me'achayruv. Mishneh hey, hamoitzi kikel l'shus harabim, chayav. There's no chiddush in that case. He's carrying something out l'shus harabim. Of course he's chayav, like any other object. The chiddush over here is this case. Hoitziyu shnayim pturim. Two people carry out a kikker. The assumption is that a loaf of bread, you don't need two people to carry it out. So two people are carrying out something which is meaningless for two people to do. So neither one of them is doing really a ma'isa because two people carrying a loaf of bread together. So that's why there's a p'tur. The Gemara explains, the pasuk says, Ba'asoysom achas mikol mitzvah Hashem, in the parasha of Korban Chatos, that the din of a Korban Chatos is Ba'asoyso achas mikol mitzvah Hashem. The Ba'asoyso means ha'isa is kulo v'loi ha'isa mikitzoso. Now, l'chor, the context of the pasuk we just quoted, it's not a halacha that's unique to Shabbos. It's not a chesaron melech smach Shabbos. L'cha'oiro, it's a din in any ma'is averu. If it would be shaykh for two people to simultaneously eat one piece of chelev, it could be the halacha also. It's never really going to shtel z'chais. A melech on Shabbos, two people carrying out, two people cutting a blade of grass together, there you could moshalois a case of shnayim shoytziu. The chakir itself is a chakir in Mishnah Melech, Shar Melech, and other G'dayle Achreinim. If the din of Shnayim Sheitziu is a din miyuchid in Shabbos, we'll give it, just like we said, it's not normally in a gale, we'll give one other case, just to have in mind what the possibilities are. There's halacha in Klai Behema. One form of Klaim is riding a Shor V'chamor that are hitched up together. Or being chayrish b'shav v'chamor. What happens if two people slap the horse, not the, you know, the shor and the chamor, together and they ride? Two people do the riding. Is there a chiv on both, on one, on neither? Shnayim shaso, same type of idea. So that's in klal that two people that could do one, each one could do the whole ma'isa or potter. That is muskam l'kuli alma. That everybody agrees. The machlokes tanaim is only by the next case. Lo yochel echad lo hitzioi v'hitziu shnayim. Here you have where neither one, you have, let's say, sawing off a heavy thing, a heavy tree, or carrying a very heavy piece of furniture, where you need two people to shlep it. So l'chari, you don't look at each one as not doing anything. Faket, you need both. So now the shaila is what? You have one ma'isa that two people are chayev on, each one is half chayev. What does that mean? So here we have machlokes tanoim. The Tanakama holds chayovim. Reb Shimon poter. So the same pasuk that says ba'asoyso, which means that hoises kulo v'loy hoisim iktsoso, also says im nefesh achas techeto ba'asoyso. So the Gemara learns out, according to the Tanakama, that that's the nefesh, is each one could be chayev ba'asoyso, that which both of them do together. So when neither one of them could do by himself, that's each one of them is chayv. They're both chayv. Each one of them is facilitating the ma'isa to be done. Reb Shimon says no. Reb Shimon says at the end of the day, each one's only doing half. Therefore, they're potter. Now, just to highlight this idea of that when two people are being moitzi, and neither one could do by himself, is the lumdest of pshat that both are doing one ma'isa, but since you need both of them, so one ma'isa that could be mechayev both of them, or each one is facilitating that ma'isa being done, each one's considered a ganza ma'isa. The Gemara clears the shayla, you need the shear that we've had the last few prokim of carrying out. If you have the two people carrying out and being mechayev, do you need that both of them should have each one his own shear in order to be mechayev? Or each one is mechuyiv on the shear that's carried out by both. It really highlights this this type of hakir. We'll just point out one other point. If you have one of them could carry, and the other one is incapable, the one who's incapable is not called adding, even though he lightens a little bit the load of the one who could do it by himself, that's not called anything. That's what's called b'loshen chazal misayeh ein by mamish. Reb Kiv Eger over here brings that there's really a sugi that Taisus compares. Taisus over here in Daf Tzadik Gimel compares the same terminology that Chazal used of Nesayin by Mamish, a sugi in Beitz Dechov Beis that talks about somebody who's a goy is putting makeup on a Jewish woman's eye, and she blinks and with that absorbs the eye makeup into her eye. And the Gemara uses the terminology Misayayim by Mamish. And Tosis goes back and forth Lagabe the two, whether the two shtim. And Kiveg is Mazwa over here that of course it's not of course, he's saying not like Tosis. But he holds that it's really two different things. Shnaim Sheitziu, the Chiddush is that both of them are carrying. The Nekuda is that since Ruvain could carry it by himself, Shimon's carrying partially is meaningless because he's not facilitating the Chefetz being carried. It's a Lamda Shavart. Over there, Misayim by Mamish is Kipshuta. The woman who blinks her eye is not doing anything. She's making it easier, but she's not doing a mice of coloring her eye. Over here, he is doing a mice of carrying. Just his carrying is meaningless because he can't carry it himself. And the other fellow could carry it by himself. So Mela, he's not adding anything. He's carrying, but his carrying is not adding anything. And still, it's not called a mice of carrying. So the vort over here is a different vort. Okay, now we have another big idea over here in the Mishnah. Hamoitzi acholin, pochas mikashir bikli, poter afala kli. Somebody carries out less than the amount of food which has a chshivus, and he's carrying out in the kli. The kli itself is roi l'shimush, l'chay should be chayv on that. Ne, shteit poter afala kli, sha kli tfeil aloi. A kli, a wrapper, a container, is always tofel to the contents. Content's always what's important, not the can, but elamashayesh boy. So, Mamili, you can't be chayv on the kli. Anytime you carry something, and that something is significant, but it's really a toffle to something else, and that thing you can't be chayv on, you're potter. Now, this is usually not negei halach lamaisa, but in the next case in the Mishnah is something that's very negei halach lamaisa. As hachay bamita, there's another halach over here, a famous halach, that chay noises atzmoy. So, when a person is alive, even a child, at the age when the child could walk, even though the child will walk slowly, and maybe you can't trust the child to walk a block without having a temper tantrum, but Lamai says, Chai Noise Atzmoy, there's no chiv derais on hiring that child, bamito on a bed. Or, we'll say it in a way that's more halachal Lamaisa by us, in a stroller. Potter, afal amita, shamita tve loloi. And this, like we said, is halachal Lamaisa, because if you have a child who you're carrying in a stroller, the stroller is tuffel to the child. A child could walk, right? Let's say you're stuck in the hospital with a child, and now you want to be able to walk an hour walk home on Shabbos. Now you want to know, is it malacha deraisa, the rabbon and the shalos? Okay, you can't do it by yourself. Shalos to get a goy, or b'mokha matzorich, could you do it? You'll find, let's say, b'mokha mitzvah, and you want to tell a goy to walk a baby home. A small baby that's not noisy satsmoy, is a chiv deraisa on carrying. A child that could walk is only midirabonon on carrying, because chai noisy satsmoy. The carriage is tofaloi, and therefore, let's say a goy, which is dirabonon, carrying a child that could walk is a shvus to shvus, it might be mutter in case, let's say, a shabbos sheva broch is b'mokha mitzvah. That's where this will apply halakha l'maisa. Es hameis b'mito chayiv. Achmalan's on a dead body. On a mito chayiv, because over there the chshivus is not over here. The mito and the maze go together. There's no live person that the mito is nizbatal to. V'chein kizayis min ha-mezu, kizayis min ha-nevelu, kadashu min ha-sheretz, chayiv. The Mishnah puts together a few different things over here. Kizayis min ha-mez is mitame. So if it's mitame, it has a chshivus of taking it out of where it could be mitame somebody. So remember, the maisa itso is a choshem maisa. Kizayis min ha-nevelu, kedadashu min ha-sheretz. The shear of bosor of a nevelu, of an animal, is bekizayis. Sheretz is in tzantzak, has a smaller shear, bekadashu. So over there, since all these things are mitame chayiv, because there's significance to the maisa of carrying it out. For Reb Shimon Poter, why does Reb Shimon hold Poter? This came up in the second parak. The Reb Shimon holds malacha shein itzvich legufas potter, and carrying out something in order that it shouldn't be metame in its original place is now you're not carrying out for the zach itself. You're carrying in order the place should be without that thing. You're removing it. You're not carrying it. You're removing it from the premises. That's malacha shein itzvich legufas. Does not malach machshavas. You're not chayv. According to Reb Shimon, Tanakama holds not that way. The Gemara just adds that the Lashon of the Mishnah, Kizayis min ha-meis, will be Chayiv, and not Pochus min Kizayis, is not so simple, the Gemara says, because if he carries out half a Kizayis min ha-meis, now the other half that's in the house won't be Mitameis, so that Vaita has a Chshivus, if you don't have the problem with Lashon and Tzichel Gufa. So the Gemara says the half a Kizayis over here is from a piece of Bosom min ha-meis, that's a Kizayis for Chetzi. Taking out a half a kazayis is still a kazayis left. So middle of the taking out of a half a kazayis is meaningless. That's why you put the kuliyamu. Even if lochshen tzuchel gufas chayv, there's nothing meaningful about this maisa.